Did you know that only 17% of Canadian small and medium-sized businesses are owned by women? And while the Canadian government has been making steps to advance women's economic empowerment, there is so much more to be done. My guest for today's podcast is the founder of Immigrant Women in Business, an organization that not only provides women with the resources to grow professionally, but also personally, with the help of a supportive community. Without further ado, here is episode 10 of Business and Culture Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Business and Culture Podcast. Today, I am here with a very special guest. Her name is Svetlana, and she's very dear to my heart because I actually met her when I just came to Toronto. I took it upon myself that I was new to the city. I'm going to get out there and meet people. And lo and behold, there was a Facebook event that came up and I'm like, maybe I should go. And I went and I met her, and her spirit, her attitude of how she just welcomes people really gravitated towards me. And she's actually been a big champion in me even considering entrepreneurship. So today, I have her here today to share her story, but we're also going to be talking about the lovely initiative and group that she has, Immigrant Women in Business, that is doing awesome work. So thank you for being here with me, Svetlana.
Very, very excited to see you, Maggie. Your beautiful, positive spirit. And thank you for coming to my life with all the great attitude. And the first time we met, the first conversation that we had, actually the first sentence that came out from you, when I asked in front of the group who can help us at Immigrant Women in Business, we're looking for volunteers, you're first who opened up the hand and they said, take me, I will help. I'll never forget that. Thank you.
I appreciate that. So I want to start by talking about your story. Like, I feel like every entrepreneur has a specific story of to how they got into entrepreneurship. So I know that you came from Russia to Canada, and I just kind of want to know what made you think about entrepreneurship, because you have a pretty incredible story.
Oh my goodness, I'm old. So old people, they have a lot of stories. I'm pretty sure all of them are incredible. The most incredible part of my life that my parents gave me the right direction to life, to look at life that everything is possible. So they gave me so much love, education, training from the young age, really daily training. I wasn't allowed to watch TV. 15 minutes only on Sunday. I was trained to perform from the young age. Read, learn, do, become, work nonstop. So It gave me the foundation. When I was 13 years old, I looked at the world and I said, I can conquer it. I mean, I didn't see things impossible. I saw all the things possible. The only compliments to my parents. And that's when we become entrepreneurs, when we think that obviously in our societies, my first business was in Russia, and no matter where you are, really, I mean, you apply yourself, you
believe in, there it is.
There we go. You believe in yourself. That's what my parents gave me through the first 13 years of training, because I remember that time, because the first job I got at the age of 13, I was working in the radio. But really, that's it comes from you, right? I mean, business comes from you. So I looked at life and I said, I believe in myself in that level so I can improve certain things in the society. And that's really what business is, problem solution. So I looked at the challenges that you pick one that close to your heart. When we talk about business, we talk about passion, right? Yes. It's got to hit your heart. So something hits your heart, but it's really, it starts with believing in our abilities that we can deliver, right? We can take the work and we can get it done. And it's really, that's how all my businesses get born, because I get passionate about something. I roll my sleeves, which anybody can do. That's why we today we believe in training and mentors and coaches, because we understand that a lot of people, they were not privileged as I am. They didn't have that training. They maybe come from broken families. Maybe their parents, they were going through divorce. Maybe they're marginalized communities. Maybe their families, they went through Palestine refugee camps. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're from Malawi, where still each and every 6 seconds the child dies from starvation. And even they come to this country, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have basic needs, but they don't have that training that I have in me, training to perform and do and accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So I actually read somewhere that you became a full-time like entrepreneur, having your first business at the age of 20, and you were one of like the first female entrepreneurs in Russia. Tell me a bit about that. How did you like accomplish that? What were some of the challenges you had to go through to even get to that point?
Pure passion. Challenges, I look at challenges as an opportunity, right? So because when I believe in myself, I feel like I can do more, right? Mm-hmm. So when you feel like that, when the opportunity comes, that would happen. That was in the last year of university. I was studying economics in Moscow University, and I was studying socialism as economics, and my the last exam was supposed to be science of communism in economics, okay? So in my last year of university, the society, Russia, USSR, changed to Russia, and socialism changed into capitalism. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't own businesses in Russia. The definition of socialism, that everything belongs to the government. So everybody works for the government. Land belongs to the government, like everything. There's no privatization. So the answer to your question, when Gorbachev, if people, your audience, they're old enough, they can Google who Gorbachev is. He is the one who brought privatization, perestroika. We call it because it's perestroika means it's restructuring from socialism to capitalism. When he announced that, so it was an opportunity for people like myself to own private company, which we didn't have that opportunity. So being an economist, believing in myself, when announcement came, I ran to the government office, and I was the first in line to open my own company. So that's about it. That's very simple.
Also, wow, that's so interesting. I actually learned a bit of like history about Russia from you there. I actually didn't know that. So thanks for educating me there. And so talking about now your journey to Canada.
Yep.
When you came to Canada, and so talking about IWB in particular, so that's immigrant women in business. So we're going to talk about immigrant women in business.
Yep.
What was it that made you want to start this organization to help women to become entrepreneurs? What was it that you were noticing when you came to Canada?
That I noticed that integration of newcomers into Canadian society is tough. And as an economist, I study data, I look at numbers. Mm-hmm. I could tell by my own warm network, the professional network, but people like myself, who came from the same country with the same blue eyes, with the same education, a lot of them, they didn't make it in this country on that level that they could make it. So it really was, we were talking about passion, it was my emotional trigger. And I thought, okay, this country is full of opportunities. I'm not different from them. You know, I'm making it, and they're doing okay. Some of them even surviving, right? I found that is, you know, why is that, right? I realized that I'm who I am today in Canada because of help of other people.
Hmm.
And that's why you see me network, because it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's a basic backbone of being successful in life, right? And in business. It's what we do in business. We build relationship and we provide value. That's how we get sales. That's how we find anchor clients. That's how we find investors. That's how we find great employees, through relationship marketing, through referral marketing, right? So Immigrant Women in Business, number one, the passion was to help women like myself, who I found not in a very good economical situation and not in a great state of mind in Canada. That's number one. And number two, as an economist, I always studied trends because the idea of Immigrant Women in Business came to me from my husband, Day, who 16 years ago was only my mentor and advisor, you know him, Stephen Clark. He gave me mm-hmm. this idea. He gave me this idea a long time ago for many different reasons, but it wasn't the right time for me. I didn't feel that. Only 5 years ago, I felt that it's at the right time. I felt that finally women, they come together and they start working together, sincerely helping and supporting each other. And I felt that. And after 30 plus years of business experience, you earn intuition in addition to your passion, in addition to understanding trends, where mm-hmm. trends go to, right? Trends today, it's a social impact trend, anything to do with purpose-driven economy. Women, they are nurturers. Today, the economy is not money-driven, it's purpose-driven, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very female-oriented, right? Today, the biggest trend is a social impact trend, where we do things to make a difference in people's lives and in the world. And that's what's being supported by the trend, millennial and Zs. So as baby boomers that tired to be tired from being confused with all that money-driven world that we created, a lot of them, like ourselves, like myself and my network, we become impact investors, right? Because we understand that's not what we have, it's what we do with what we have. So the compilation of all those mm-hmm. levels, I mean, it's really understanding the trends, what trend wants. And the trend today, millennials, 87% of them and Zs, they want to be engaged in making a difference, right? So that's me. So when you build models like Immigrant Women in Business, is basically we are playing the role in a few sustainable development goals. One is obviously women empowerment, education, wellness, economic empowerment, right? So I know it's part of that's what they want, because they are the blood of any organization, whether it's for-profit or non-profit, because they become your members, they become your sponsors, they become your brand ambassadors, or people who support your movement, right? So it's like anything else in business, it has to be the right time and the right place, right? And you know that, you hear it when it meets the opportunity, right? When time meets the opportunity. So it was the time for me to meet that opportunity. I could tell that it's time. Now I felt that at the beginning of Immigrant Women in Business, because it's not about me, I could tell that because my strength is building high-performing teams. So that's why when you start something, it's not about me. I knew that I had to bring the core of about a dozen people like me.
Yeah.
So then we start unfolding, right, organically, because you bring influencers who start working together and we push that marketing from the bottom up.
Perfect. Wow. Beautifully explained. Yes, I think you explained it in a nutshell. And as someone who has been a part of the group, helping in different kind of ways, and also seeing different people who have come in and seeing how they've been able to flourish with the support of the group, what I'll say is unique about Immigrant Women in Business is that it has women of different cultural background who also have different lived experiences, which I think is what makes it so unique. We have women who are coming from situations where maybe they were escaping abusive relationships, maybe they were surviving certain situations from back home, and now they come to an environment that gives them that freedom for them to be who they were meant to be, and they have this community to help them along the way. So what I want us to talk about is the upcoming Women's Day event, which is a very popular event for IWB. It is going to be, of course, March the 8th, so Women's Day. So tell us a bit more about that event and what people can expect who will be attending here in Toronto.
event is for all genders, because today I get a lot of texts from a gentleman who used to like me a lot, but now I lead a female organization. They are sending me, are they even invited? So the event is for everyone, okay? And obviously we welcome gentlemen who support women empowerment, okay? Awesome. But of course that is for ladies, different nationalities, different walks of life. You're Canadian, you're newcomer. The highlight is always for immigrant women in business. Our target market, the women in business or who want to be in business. It's a kind of the bridge for us because it's our passion. That's how we found ourselves happy and prospering and living our happy life through business. So that's kind of
the target. In a nutshell.
Yeah, in a nutshell. But it's really, it attracts, it's good for any activist for human rights. Mm-hmm. And of course, our passion is serving underserved. And it's interesting because now we're going through different type of funding and we kind of fall under that underserved community, which in I came from domestic violence, right? Dealing with, and then we deal with a lot of people with domestic violence. So we, so anybody who is from going through emotional trauma, feeling sad, feeling that things are not working well in their career, or just simply they get up in the morning and they're not very happy. They're looking for that passion and purpose. But in reality, again, in my experience, I just find that people are looking for the right mentor. So I would like to highlight that that's a great opportunity to find the right mentor who would lead them with passion, purpose, and enthusiasm, but in a very strict and very accountability manner. So it's mm-hmm. a very performance-driven organization. It's still led by me. I bring people of that caliber that I demand performance. And I believe that's what people need today. So if you're that type of person who just looking for the hug, or you're looking for to start something, or maybe to change your career, or maybe you want to help somebody, please come to the event. There's enormous opportunities for people to help. And I believe that people being in a giving mode, helping somebody, this is the happy place to be. This is where you'll find home. In that giving space. That's exactly how we met, Maggie.
Yes.
And that's what organization is all about. Yes, I mean, big people, they have 38 properties, they're multimillionaires, they own 5 businesses, and what? It's not what we have, it's what we do with what we have. And this is what organization is all about. So anybody who kind of get connected to that message, that would be a perfect fit for us. Those who want to grow or just want to have friends who they can call sometimes and get engaged in some type of meaningful activities that bring bring joy in their life, you know? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I always quote my son, he's a master at that, who is whose brand I'm wearing.
Crypto Life. Yeah,
crypto life. So it's time for us to work on ourselves and contribute in that process of progress and contribution. All people that find their happiness, because that's the formula.
Wow, well said. And I'm going to put all the information. So if you want to attend this event, please sign up via the link that is going to be in the show notes or in the description box if you're watching this on YouTube. And just come out and support and be able to find like-minded people like yourself. It's a great space for that for sure. So before we go, I have a segment called Business Nuggets or Biz Nuggets, where you give a piece of advice for anyone who wants to get into entrepreneurship. So what is your biz nugget for the day?
Find a good mentor. back to mentors. Back to mentors. Because even, of course, we can say, well, have a big goal, believe in yourself, never settle, lead with love to people. But while you're building, especially when you're immigrant, it's tough. You don't know anybody and that's difficult. It becomes difficult. I am very mentally strong. I came from, I dealt with corrupted Russian mafia. I dealt with those criminal activities of Russian mafia that people that watch on TV and your hair is moving on your head. But I lived that, I lived through experience, right? So that made me strong who I am. What people need to do just to go, to start, that's have a, find a mentor. Everything is going to unfold once you have the right guidance, right? Mm-hmm. And just start. Just start. Whatever it is, just one step forward. That's it. And we'll guide you there because we're all being guided. Otherwise, we just, it becomes very difficult. It becomes so complicated that you're just scratching your head and you're thinking, what am I doing, right? Am I in the right path? Am I, because the wealth is available in this country for everyone. People that come to this country, there's 220,000 Ukrainian newcomers just arrived. There's 550,000 immigrants coming to this country next year. I mean, this country is growing, and there is a reason why they come here. There is a reason why people from all over the world come because of to Canada, because of one word, is opportunities, right? Mm. Because people, they can do anything what they can ever imagine in their dreams. And those dreams are available for everyone with help of other people. So the answer on your question, find a good mentor. But like our favorite Jackie Dixon, our friend and our dear founding member says, mentors are also very selective. Good mentors, we are very selective because we want to see you move, right? So you move, you start moving, we watch you. We always, with our steering committee and all the founding members, see, she's moving. So once we see you moving, we'll help you, right? So it's both. Finding a mentor, but being being in a action mode. That's where everything starts. And of course, you're going to have thousands and thousands of mistakes. You're going to cry a lot of different times and lose a lot of money and make it again and lose it again. But that's part of the journey. So that's why we love business, because it's challenging. But that's what makes us grow. And growth makes us happy. So at the end of the day, we were born to think with that thing. And this is, we got to challenge that thing. The happiness is here between those two ears, right? But we have to exercise it every day. And I find that in business, it's a perfect exercise because you're constantly moving yourself to progress. You have to, because we have to constantly innovate and create and become better and to, as a human beings, and provide more value. This way we have more and more customers who buy from us, right? Yes. I mean, today, but business is about sales. Yes, mentor, start doing things and everything is possible.
Perfect. Wow, thank you. I don't think I could have wrapped it up any better than that. So I just want to say thank you for taking this opportunity to speak with me and to share your story with us. And we're looking forward to, for those of us who will be attending, looking forward to that event. For those who won't be able to attend the event, just go ahead and follow the website. All the information will be in the show notes or the link in bio. If you want to attend any of the events that they do have virtual events as well, that you can join in the comfort of your home. So thank you again, Svetlana, for speaking with me today. I appreciate it.
And I thank you, Maggie. And let's make the world a better place together. Thank you. Indeed.
I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you're listening to the Business and Culture podcast on Spotify, you can participate in our poll and questions for every single episode. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback. Don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave us a review so we know how you're finding this podcast. Looking forward to you listening to more episodes with more inspiration, more insights, and more business and culture. Catch you in the next episode.